I am Burma Joins, and for the next few moments we'll be discussing invitation to worship. God's word that is done in our giving to support the promulgation of the gospel and our remembrance of his son Jesus in the observance of the Lord's Supper, and are all designed for expressing of our love and appreciation for him, for the tremendous love with which he has loved us. In essence, each assembly of the church affords an opportunity for us to say to God and to the world that we are assembled to worship our Heavenly Father. The worship assembly of the church is for the primary purpose of honoring and glorifying God. And in this gathering of his people together, Jehovah is recognized and praised as the great creator of all things. Hearts are bowed before him in acknowledgement of the fact that he has always been, he is now, and will always be the supreme sovereign of the universe. The songs that we sing, the prayers we offer, the preaching from the pulpit and to all the world lets people know that we are indeed believers and that we recognize the greatness of our Creator, and we offer him the praise and adoration of our hearts, our love, and our gratitude. The fact that God wants his children to worship him and that they should want to do so is clearly seen over and over again throughout the pages of the New Testament. Two, we should understand that an important benefit of Christians gathering together for worship of God is the strength and encouragement afforded one another from being with those of kindred mind and spirit. In reverent worship of God, we share with one another in the beautiful fellowship our deepest convictions and our deepest sentiments. Warmth of kinship and comradeship flows from heart to heart as voices are blended together in praise of him from whom all blessings flow. Mutual edification, exhortation, and encouragement are given to one another in the acts are the expressions of worship to the Almighty. There is a profound sense of belonging to God's family, and our love for one another as brothers and sisters in Christ is greatly enhanced by our being together before the throne of God in worship. May these brief thoughts help each of us to see why we should want to assemble with our brethren for worship at every opportunity we have. Let us say with David of old, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalms 122 and verse 1. We know that today the church is the house of the Lord. 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15. That is the people, not the building. So perhaps we should say, let the house of the Lord be glad to assemble to worship the one true and living God. That's the reason why the writer of the Ephesian letter says, unto him that is God be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages.